This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. The United States is focusing on supporting Ukraine after the Wagner mercenary group openly challenged Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports on what some analysts think could be the result of Wagner's short-lived rebellion.
It's unclear what impact, if any, the armed challenge that ended with a deal reportedly mediated by Belarus will have on Russian President Vladimir Putin's rule. Prigozhin had become increasingly critical of Russian military leaders' handling of the war in Ukraine. Washington is watching closely, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken on ABC.
The notion that this war, this aggression by Russia, was being pursued under false pretenses, the notion that Ukraine or NATO somehow presented a threat to Russia that it had to deal with militarily. That's now much more out in the open than it's been. What that leads to, again, we just don't know at this point.
Supporting the Ukrainian forces will remain the focus of the United States, Blinken added. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
More than 1,500 anti-war protesters gathered and camped near NATO's Ramstein Air Base to call for peace and demand the U.S. military withdrawal from Germany.
They are planning how to support Ukraine, what they need. And now with the weapons that go to Ukraine, we said it's very dangerous. Yeah, to in conflicts, to get more weapons, more soldiers. Yes, and we see that it's more and more, and it's escalating.
That's the event organizer, known only as Schneider, who says once a month both ministers from the U.S. and Europe come together there. The event lasted from June 18th to the 25th. This is VOA News. The U.S. Coast Guard will head the investigation into the implosion of the Titanic tourist submersible, with help from Canada, France, and Britain. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more details.
The U.S. Coast Guard said Sunday it was leading an investigation into the loss of the Titan submersible that was carrying five people to the Titanic. The chief investigator said the salvage operations are ongoing and they have mapped the accident site but did not give a timeline. He said the convening of a Marine Board of Investigation is the highest level of investigation conducted by the U.S. Coast Guard. Investigators are working closely with other national and international authorities. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Normal operations at airports in the Washington, D.C. area resumed about an hour after they were suspended on Sunday evening because of a problem at a major air traffic control facility. That's according to the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA said in Twitter that the operation at Reagan and Dulles International Airports restarted after repairs to a communication system were made at the Potomac Terminal Radar Approach Control Facility. And while the repairs were underway, departures from National and Dulles International were subjected to a group stop. Saudi Arabian officials are expecting the number of Hajj pilgrims to reach pre-pandemic levels, with millions of Muslims expected to visit the holy city in the coming days. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Muslim pilgrims are streaming into the holy city of Mecca ahead of Hajj, one of the world's largest religious gatherings, and now returning to full capacity after years of COVID restrictions. The event, which sees Muslims circle the Kaaba stone, will attract millions of domestic and foreign pilgrims, among them Mahbub Murshed from Bangladesh.
This year, crowd is too much, okay, because last year and the year before this, it was restricted.
Those attending are not just concerned about the monumental scale of the event. Indonesian pilgrim Muhammad Fadli says another challenge is the Saudi heat.
The huge people here, crowd, around 3 million, that I think. So it is very challenging with the weather, hot weather.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Greece's conservative New Democracy Party leader Kyriakos Mitsotakis has vowed to speed up reforms following his landslide victory in the country's second election in 5 weeks. Near-complete results showed him gaining a comfortable parliamentary majority to form a government. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.